Hey, welcome to the Learn, Transform, Grow podcast, where I bring you advice, strategies, and stories from my life, past clients, and the mental mindset work I do daily to help you flourish and pursue your ambitions. If you're ready to learn, then I'm ready to teach. Grab your notebook and let's learn, transform, and grow together. Hey, welcome to another episode of Learn, Transform, Grow. I am your host, Erin Avery. Happy Monday. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. Not too much to really talk about, so I'm just going to dive right in. I haven't had anything fantastic happen. Actually, I did. I lied. I went to North Carolina to visit my best friend. Because it was long overdue. Actually, I have not seen her since my 40th birthday, and that was 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. So that's quite disgusting to even say out loud that I have not laid eyes on her, in the physical in over 2 years almost. So, went to North Carolina, had a beautiful time with her and my two beautiful, godkids. They're just getting so big. One's 13, one is 11, going to be 11. And it's just amazing how they have grown and just, they are just becoming the most perfect little adults. It's fantastic. So I did do something. All right, now let's dive in. So today's episode is about enlarging your vision. And the reason for this is because I want you to start shifting your focus from small to abundance. Now, the other day I had a talk with a friend, and after a while we started talking and she brought up the fact that she can't ever seem to meet her goals. And if, you know, I could help her, because this is what I do. So after talking a bit, I listened to her and I realized that her goals were small. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that they weren't significant, but they were just the everyday run-of-the-mill goals that you and I have had and you probably still have right now, right? They're just small goals that are vague, something like, I just want to lose weight. I want to save some money. And again, those goals are great. And the more I listened to her and the more I started thinking about when I used to set goals and where I'm at now, the truth is that we were missing steps. You are missing a step. And I'm sure you've heard it before, the SMART goal, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And SMART goals are fantastic. But here's the big but. I am 100% positive, because I'm included in this, that you do not sit down with a piece of paper and a pen. I was about to say a piece of pen and paper. You don't sit down with pen and paper and write SMART and become very specific. Write down your measurables, how you're going to attain it, how is this relevant, and when you're going to finish it. No one does that, right? It's a great theory. And in some kind of way, we kind of do set a quote unquote SMART goal. We say, I want to lose weight and I want to do it by X amount of date, but we skip the stuff in between. And there isn't really a vision of what happens after your goal is met. And this is what's missing, SMART goal or not, right? When you set a goal, you have a beginning and an end, but there is no big vision. And this is what I lacked, and this is what I told her, because, you know, just wanting to lose a few pounds, great. So then we dug deeper into how much and what it all means. But then I asked her, what's her vision? And that's where she got stuck. So I want to explain this to you, use an example from my own life. So last year, around May, June, July, that's a big roundabout, right? Last year, I set a goal to pay off credit card debt. I had my PayPal credit and I had Amazon and I had a Capital One credit card. And that's a great goal, right? So I set this goal And I just started paying money towards every single card. And that was cool because the end game is to what? Have a zero balance. However, what does that mean? Right? And what happens after I get this zero balance on all my credit cards? Well, it means that I'm just going to pay down a bill like most people do, right? You pay here, you pay there, and then you use it. And then you pay here and you pay there, and then you use it. And then eventually maybe one credit card gets to zero and then you feel proud, right? You feel proud of yourself. I did it. And then maybe a few days or a couple weeks later, you use the card again, right? And then you just rack up these bills and we're stuck in this cycle. And the reason why I can say this is because that's what I did for years. I had this Capital One credit card that I was quote unquote paying off for probably 6 years, but it never happened, right? Or I had my Amazon card that I would pay off and then I would obviously go back on Amazon because probably like everyone else out there, Amazon's quick and easy. And so you just do it, right? And it would go to zero and I would pay it off, go to zero, pay it off, PayPal credit. I would pay it down, 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 then use it, down, 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 then use it. That one never got to zero. But I will say it did at the end of January when my goal was set. So I digress. So what happens, right? So what does it mean when you say, I just want to pay off credit card debt? It means that you're going to make some payments and then hopefully you'll hit zero, but then more than likely you're going to use it again. So technically your goal is met and that is great. And like I said, that's how I went about doing it in the past, but this time it was different, right? So in July, I decided this is what I was going to do. Capital One had the highest interest rate. I'm going to pay $500 a month until I get that down. Like I took a calculator out. I started calculating like how much a month would it take for me to pay this off by the end of the year. Actually, I digress. I backtrack. That was 2018 was Capital One. I'm sorry, because I paid it off in 2019. But that doesn't matter. Details. So I did. I took the statement and I was like, if I did $500 a month, when can I pay this off? And it was at the end of January 2019. And I paid off Capital One. That was done. And then I looked at Amazon and PayPal credit. So my next one was Amazon. Amazon, that took like 2 months. That was paid off, right? And then PayPal credit came into play and that was a whole new ballgame. So PayPal credit was in July, how much money can I put towards it every month to have it paid off by X date? The way it came out, it was January 29th, 2021. Okay. And that's what I did. And then I decided, okay, so once these cards are paid off, what do I want my life with money to look like? And this is where you have to enlarge your vision. So I know me, I know how I am with money, and I know this is a weakness of mine. So what do I want my money to look like for myself? So I sat down and I wrote it out. I envisioned saving 20% of my monthly income so that I can start investing and having freedom, financial freedom for myself, right? I still have a student loan to pay off. So now I decided that after I take out 20%, 5% is just going to go into a little area that I have in my account for paying off or paying down. That's like $100,000, but paying down my student loans, right? And then we came into wanting to adopt a child in September. So that is a lofty investment. So then I decided, okay, this is something I want to take on for myself because I've never been able to really just save money for something and not see it go anywhere, quote unquote, go anywhere. So I started thinking about the investment that it takes that to pay what I need to pay for the adoption agency. So I started putting money aside for that, right? And all while I'm doing this, I'm just envisioning my life being financially free from credit cards, right? Before, it was just a small goal, just to pay off credit card debt. But now I have expanded it. Now it's a whole vision, right? It's a whole mood of its own. And it's something that now I have more to strive for because now I see the big picture. I can envision myself, you know, 5 years out and between this very day that I'm speaking to you and 5 years from now, me not having to use a credit card for something, right? I've created this vision of the 20% that I'm saving for financial freedom, for a trip that I want to take, for whatever it is. That's the money that I can pull from, and I don't have to use a credit card. Now, I'm not saying I'm never going to use a credit card again, but that's my vision. And when you have a vision, right, you start to go forward with it. And that's the whole beauty of being able to, you know, they always tell you to write things down and to visualize, because when we visualize and we write things down, we're, what is it? What do they say? 80% more likely to actually do it, right? Versus just saying, I want to save money. Okay. What does that even mean? Right? You want to save money? Okay, fine. Save 25 cents a day. Yeah, you're saving money. But when you have a vision of what you want, you're more likely to go after it. And that's what's happened in my life right now. And that's what I want to share, because I've expanded beyond the small, right? When we think small, we get small. When we think big, we get big. You have to be able to expand out further from what it is that you see in this tiny little box, right? Picture yourself like looking into a box and you see your dream, your goal, but now you have to look up from that box and see it emanate all around, right? So you might say, well, Erin, I just want to lose 10 pounds, right? This was my friend's deal, right? I just want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose some weight. I want to lose 10 pounds. And actually it was just, I want to lose some weight. And then I had to work my way into having her tell me, I want to lose 10 pounds. And again, great. And then I asked her the question, but what happens after that? And that's where we got stuck, right? And we kind of like, she's like, I don't know. What do you mean? I said, well, what's your enlarged vision? After losing these 10 pounds, then what? Because think about your past. You've lost 10 pounds before, maybe, right? Or maybe you haven't even lost 10 pounds. Maybe because you just said, I want to lose weight. And you lost a pound, you lost a half a pound. Technically, you have lost weight. But then what happens, right? You get stuck, you get frustrated, and then we eat, and this whole cycle happens. So you've never, ever really lost weight because, well, you did, actually. You've never really lost the amount of weight you wanted because, no, one, you just said, I want to lose weight. There wasn't anything specific about it. But two, there wasn't an enlarged vision that goes beyond just losing weight. So we talked about the 10 pounds, and when I asked her what happens next, that's where we got lost. So we worked really hard with enlarging the vision, and the enlarged vision kind of looked like, well, I want to be strong because when Tough Mudders are up and running again, like she would like to do a Tough Mudder or a Spartan, right? So these 10 pounds would allow her to be more agile and be able to do all the obstacles in the Tough Mudder or the Spartan. Losing these 10 pounds would begin to allow her to get off some medications that she's on, right? She's got kids. She's able to, you know, get up and down with her kids, be a part of all the things that they're doing, right? And then we got even larger because herself, you know, she's very smart, very talented, very brilliant, and was thinking about becoming a coach, right? And I said, okay, great. This is an even bigger, this is an even bigger vision for yourself, right? So now while you're in this journey to actually losing 10 pounds so that you can become stronger, get more athletic and toned so you can take part in a Tough Mudder or a Spartan, get off medication, right? While you're doing this, you can now start to record, track, write about your progress, because you can take what you have learned to help others do the same thing, because that's all coaching is, right? This is me coaching you based off of what I have learned. It's the same thing, right? So once this enlarged vision happened, and I'm, you know, her assignment was just to kind of play around with this even more and more and more, now there's something like, oh my God, yeah, this is more than just losing 10 pounds. This is my life. I get to create it. And it might start with losing 10 pounds, but see how that 10 pounds can kind of roll into more? See how paying off credit card debt doesn't just bring you a zero balance. It now gives you a clean slate to start over and actually start saving money, achieve that financial freedom that we all want, right? At the end of the day, at the bottom line, when we make goals, goals are great. But the fact is that we all really want more than what we're saying, right? When we ask, you know, when we say we have a goal and I ask people, what's your goal? And they say, you know, save money, lose weight, start a business or whatever. There's more to that. That's just not what you want to do. You want to do those things, yes, and those are all great things to want to do, but there's a bigger vision. And if you neglect that bigger vision, you're never going to succeed at your goal. Well, I can't say you'll never succeed, but you'll be stuck in places more so. You'll be have more time to think about, oh my God, why am I doing this? It's not working, and give up, right? AKA going back to, you know, weight loss, fitness. That's why people start and stop, because there's no bigger vision. So the fact is that we all want more, but for some reason, we don't call that in. We don't co-create with the universe, if you will, with what we want. We stay inside that little box. We stay small, right? We set these small goals so we get small results, or sometimes we don't get them at all. So today I urge you to make a decision and to allow yourself to visualize and see beyond your current abilities, see beyond that small goal. And while you're doing this, make sure you're keeping a record of what you're seeing, right? Because while you're losing weight, while you're saving money. So for instance, for me, while I was taking this money, right? As soon as I paid off Capital One, that freed me up with so much money. I was able to, you know, I could have spent more money, right? I had more money to spend. But now that $500 a month that I was spending on paying Capital One, right? Then I decided, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a random number. I don't really know what I did. But I said, okay, I was putting away $500 to pay off the credit card. So now that I have $500 open and free, what can I do with this $500? I got it. I will add another $150 to my student loan payments, right? I'll take $75 to $100 and I will use that for quote unquote my play money for myself to get my nails done, hair done, whatever. And then other money, now it goes to my baby fund, right? That goes to baby Avery. Right. And since doing that, I've been able, which I have no problem, like I have been able now to save the first $6,000 for the investment. And I'm well on my way to save the next $6,000 for this investment. And it's all because I have a bigger vision. And right now, my bigger vision is, you know, creating my family and just making sure that, you know, I am able to just be financially free and be able to not only make the investments to adopt, you know, my baby boy or baby girl, but also be able to have this financial freedom to make sure that they have everything that they need. So I urge you, again, I urge you to make the decision to allow yourself to visualize and go beyond your current abilities, but to make sure you're keeping record of what you're seeing come to fruition, because that's a big part of it too. Right? We don't actually celebrate the big things that happen while we're achieving our goal, and we miss them. And when we miss them, that's like the glue that holds it all together so that you can keep producing that same outcome, right? So take record of what you're seeing and visualize for more. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. And until next time, learn, transform, and grow. Bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.